With us on the news, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance has guest-hosted Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show live from the White House. The vice president expressed his desire to pay tribute to his friend.
Everyone knew him as this fearless debater, this guy who would take the conservative message into hostile places and inspire younger generations to have courage. One thing that's hit a lot of those young Americans over the last week was how Charlie was there for them when others were not. When they were afraid to speak their minds, when they were afraid of what a professor would say, when they were afraid that they would be shouted down by their peers, Charlie was there, showing them that they could be courageous and that they could be bold.
A memorial service will be held for Charlie Kirk this coming Sunday in Arizona. President Trump will attend. Meanwhile, FBI Director Kash Patel says DNA on a towel wrapped around a rifle found near where conservative activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated matches that of 22-year-old Tyler Robinson accused in the killing. Authorities in Utah are preparing to file capital murder charges against Robinson as early as Tuesday in the killing of Kirk. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says U.S. and Chinese negotiators have reached a deal over TikTok's future.
President Trump and Party Chair Xi will speak on Friday to complete the deal, but we do have a framework for a deal with TikTok.
Israel and the United States have shown a unified front over Israel's airstrikes on Hamas leaders in Qatar and its bombardment of Gaza City. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 49 points, the Nasdaq rose 207, the S&P advanced 31. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq celebrate survival.
There aren't a lot of believers left in the country, but there are a few. When ISIS took over a decade ago, Christians either got out of Iraq or were killed. Now the small community is rebuilding, and a coalition of churches held a formal celebration this month. Leaders of the Assyrian Church of the East, Chaldean, Syriac Catholic, and Syriac Orthodox churches are praising God that the faith has not been completely wiped out in Iraq. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belgium's prime minister traveled to neighboring Germany over the weekend for a concert led by an Israeli conductor whose appearance was canceled by a Belgian festival. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz thanked Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever in a social media post Sunday for his strong signal of solidarity. De Wever attended the concert given in Essen on Saturday evening by the Munich Philharmonic, conducted by Lahav Shani. This is SRN News. Germany's Conservative Party posts gains in local elections. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Friedrich Merz's party has finished first in municipal polls in Germany's most populous state, with the biggest winner in the first electoral test since Merz's government took power is the Alternative for Germany party, which nearly tripled its showing compared with 5 years ago. AfD's swift rise has been fueled by discontent over large numbers of migrants, but also other issues, including a stagnant economy and the war in Ukraine. Its support has remained high. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The mother of James Foley, the American journalist kidnapped and beheaded by Islamic militants in Syria in 2014, has told her story of loss and healing at a Vatican vigil attended by Pope Leo XIV. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.